I think every kid should wear helmets. I think what's going to happen, like they're wearing, it's compulsory to wear helmets just about in every league in Canada now, and I think in the States, university, these young players coming up, they're going to be wearing helmets all these years. Now, when they're ready to turn pro, they've had the helmets on. Now they're going to say, well, why take them off? You'll see helmets.
What about sticks, Bobby? This probably is the second biggest problem area as far as younger kids are concerned, selecting the proper stick.
You'll see a lot of kids getting hurt down being poked by sticks, because a lot of kids, when they're skating, their arms are flying, and if the stick is too long, it's going to be sticking out, so they're going to be poking kids. A stick should come up to your nose. We measure the kids, and we have the stick come into their nose, which is a good length for them. All sticks are different. For kids going out to buy sticks, I mean, you can go out and pay $6 or $7 for a stick. You can't expect these parents to go out and buy a $6 or $7 stick every week for a kid, because sticks break awful easy. There are a lot of real good sticks you can go out and buy for $2, $2.50, $3. Real good sticks.
Now, the lie of the stick is most important, is it not?
Well, when I went to Oshawa, I didn't even know what the lie meant. But the lie is very important. It just depends how you skate. If you're a stand-up skater, say like a Turk, Derek Sanderson, you know, he's got a higher lie. Derek's got a 5.5 or 6. Six lie. I think this is how it goes. I use a 5 lie because I bend over quite a bit when I'm skating. And every player is different. Most of them are 5, maybe 5.5.
The lie, of course, is the angle at which the shaft of the blade meets in relation to the ice surface itself. What are your feelings, Bobby, on the curve blade for youngsters?
Well, for youngsters, when they get to be a great hockey player, as Phil Esposito or a Stan Mikita or Gordie Howe or Bobby Howe, then start using the curve. It's just too difficult to use. I tried it. I have a slight curve. And some nights I have trouble with that. I've tried the big curve. It's just too difficult.
A young boy, using the stick.
Instead of concentrating on skating,
looking ahead,
where's man, make a play.
He's got his head on the stick.
He's going to watch it.
Another fallen soldier, I can't believe it, my dog's gone. My brother from another mother. I love you, Bowser. Life, my brother. Rubai, the gun violence can't stop, Rubai.
Gun violence has to stop, serious. I lost a very, very close brethren, and I don't want to lose no more. I should be doing this event for the community, not for a lost friend. I don't want to lose no more, because it hurts. All we need to do is get together, and then we just need to show them that gun is not the way. Violence always is not the way. We can do this. But we just need to fix up. Stop making bigger people give us the gun. Because this is not needed right now. So,
when you get the gun,
you are. Can you lick the bits?
You won't see him because you've got your head down watching that puck. And when I let my wrist shot go, I've released my wrist. And when I've released that puck, all my weight is on my front foot. When you're shooting the wrist, using the wrist shot, if you want to keep your puck low, what you do, you use a low follow through. Just keep after your shot, follow through low. If you want to want the puck to rise up, you might have to shoot a little higher. Your follow through is high. Follow through, raising your stick up. If you want low, Keeping your stick down low. And just keeps the puck up or down. I don't like to teach kids to use a slap shot. It's not a hard thing to do.